Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about how strange it is to see France getting their panties all in a wad over gay marriage. Thousands of folks recently took to the streets to express their extreme doubts as to how much freedom should be leaking out of the same-sex side of their famously perforated liberty hose. It's so counterintuitive. We're talking about the French here. The very same people who have an entire category of kissing named after them. A slippery kind of kissing. The best kind. When you call someone a French lover, it doesn't mean they're experts at missionary style, if you catch my drift. You never hear people swear like a sailor, then ask you to pardon my Cantonese. No, it's pardon my French. To honor the nation that prides itself on riding jaded sophistication into new galactic orbits. The French, who witness funerals of heads of state attended by both wives and mistresses, and collectively yawn. That worships fashion like nuns at a Vatican theme park while the kids are slugging down red wine for lunch. An entire nation that eats snails and bark and moss and pretty much anything that grows on the side of trees, and two men kissing as the capital of romance screaming in the streets? Doesn't make sense. This is like Greece begging to have stricter austerity measures imposed, or the Irish demanding shorter drinking hours, Germany encouraging everyone to lighten up, America requesting international cooperation, Canadians asking to be put in charge of something, anything, the Italians marching in unison. This is France, the country you normally associate with the moral rectitude of a cat in heat on Mexican spring break during the ecstasy harvest. Next, they'll start whining about all the butter and cream in their diet. Might be time to switch to margarine and skim milk, n'est-ce pas? For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.